Welcome back to the program. Brett Hollander and Sportsline here on WBAL, and we are just a few short days away right now. All the anticipation is building for the Belmont Stakes Saturday in New York, and the call on WBAL TV 11 will come from Larry Colmus, a Baltimorean and a proud Baltimorean and Marylander, and he joins us now. Larry, I'm just so excited for you right now, but thank you for coming on the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Brad. It's definitely an exciting week leading up to the Belmont Stakes, for sure.
I know so much goes into these races. And by the way, I'm actually calling a race at Pimlico for the first time on Friday, their second annual, what I call pseudo-celebrity race call day, which is going to be a thrill for me. One of my dreams will come true. But for you to reach the pinnacle of what you do, what's Saturday going to be like, you think?
It's going to be crazy, no doubt about it. And I'm trying to be able to control that craziness, you know, as we get close to it, because there's going to be an absolute throng of people at Belmont hoping the California Chrome brings home the Triple Crown. The figure, you know, at the Preakness, what do we get, like somewhere in the range of 150,000 or something like that, and the same for the Kentucky Derby. Well, you'll get almost that. You'll probably get about 125,000 at Belmont, and they don't open the infield. They're all in the grandstand.
Mm.
So it's going to be epically loud there that day, and, you know, that's something that I'm going to have to certainly deal with. It's going to be fun, though.
You went through the mental preparation for this opportunity a couple of years ago, of course, unfortunately, the late scratch for all of another. But you went to almost that point, and then the great disappointment, I think, for horse racing fans and just sports fans in America on the day of. How hard was that to swallow for you?
You know, it's interesting. That day, we found out the day before the Belmont that I'll Have Another was not going to run. And I would say that for me personally, it was 25% disappointment and 75% relief. And it sounds funny, but it was only my second Belmont Stakes that I would have called. And it's nice to have had a few under my belt now, and I feel like I'm much better prepared for it, having already called 11 Triple Crown races and three runnings of the Belmont, than I would have been 2 years ago.
Now, so much goes into a single horse race, and it is the hardest, I think, from just my general observation, the hardest sport to call when you factor in what you really do for a living, which is calling how many races a day, Larry, and the different horses with the crazy names, the different riders, the trainers, the owners, the stakes, the length, whatever you want to add into the equation. It's so different from all the sports. Oh, by the way, the whole thing will last somewhere between 1 to 2 minutes, and the great speed of the race is just so hard to do. But for a preparation for a single race, how much does that alter what you do leading into it?
There's so much more preparation for these types of races than for the day-to-day races. Let's say the average race, maybe the seventh race on Thursday at Churchill Downs, a claiming race, I'll pretty much study the horses when they come onto the track and then call the race, and that's it. Now, for a race like this, ever since they crossed the wire in the Preakness, I've been thinking about the Belmont Stakes and knowing that this horse is going for the Triple Crown. So you have to run thoughts through your head of what you might want to say if the event does occur, what you might want to say if it doesn't, and different things during the race that might come up. And so there's a lot of more going on as far as getting yourself prepared. One of the most difficult things of our job is just keeping track of all the horses. Now, for the Belmont, that's going to be one of probably the least difficult things, because most of them ran in the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness, and I think maybe only one horse in the Belmont I haven't called before. So that's a big edge for me. You know, the other thing that when they turn for home in the Belmont Stakes, that makes this race so much more difficult, is there is a tremendous problem with the sun setting at Belmont Park. And all of the silts that you've studied and the colors that you've learned will change. At the Belmont last year, I remember Orb was in the middle of the racetrack, and he had white silts that had turned completely black because of the way the sun was setting and the backlighting. So you really have to prepare yourself for that. And unfortunately for me, it's supposed to be sunny and 80 on Belmont Day.
And we'll add to the challenge, I'm sure. Larry Colmus, the voice of the Triple Crown, is with us here on WBAL. And Larry, we've talked about this before. You saw your first horse race at Timonium Fairgrounds, right, with your dad?
I did. I went to Timonium for the first time as a little kid. And I was just thinking about it. Today, actually, is would be the anniversary of my first ever race call, which was at Bowie in 1985. Which
amazing.
Is, of course, no longer wrong. Yeah, that was 29 years ago. So basically, the Belmont Day will be starting my 30th year as a race caller.
That's incredible. Did you ever want to get into other forms of sportscasting? I do consider what you do sportscasting, right?
Yeah, I would think it's probably different than a lot of things. It's similar to maybe, if you watch hockey, I think it's similar to that.
I agree.
There's a lot of movement going on and listening to Doc Emmerich call those games on NBC, on the Stanley Cup, you're like, wow, is he so good?
He's so good.
And he's fantastic. But I grew up watching the Orioles and I was a huge Orioles fan as a little kid and I think baseball was actually my first love, but I never was able to the horse racing thing came around before any other opportunities, and I grabbed that and that's what I've always done. But I do like other sports and a lot of them, but horse racing has been my life.
And Larry, I hate to add this, are you concerned about nerves, sleeping leading up to what's going to happen around 6:20 Eastern time on Saturday afternoon?
Sleeping, yeah. That's always I've become a big fan of Ambien on these big days. it's necessary for me, I know, and it certainly helps. And yeah, you're going to be nervous. So there's no way to not be nervous. I just want to be as prepared as I possibly can. I mean, I'm nervous before every Triple Crown race. The Kentucky Derby, Preakness, Belmont, no matter if there's a Triple Crown on the line. So I'll probably be more nervous than ever on Belmont Day. But hey, that's part of being able to do this. It's cool that I'm the guy that's able to do this, and you'll take the nerves with that anytime.
It's so cool. Larry Colmus is with us. A couple more questions, Larry, actually about California Chrome, this horse. How good is this horse in your estimation?
I think he's very good. I saw a stat the other day that was very interesting, that no horse with an eighth of a mile left in the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness was as far out in front as California Chrome was in both races. No horse had been five in front at the Derby or three in front at the Preakness. And it's pretty interesting that Victor Espinosa, obviously in the Derby, kind of eased up on him. He had to drive him a little bit in the Preakness because Ride on Curlin was coming a bit. But it just shows you how much more dominant he is than his competition. And he does seem to be easily the top three-year-old. But there's so many things, so many times the top three-year-old. I mean, obviously Smarty Jones was by far the top three-year-old. And there have been many of them that were the top three-year-old and they couldn't do it. So it'll be interesting to see if there's anything that prevents him from being able to do this. But it won't be ability, because he's certainly the best by a long way.
And if you could just explain to our casual racing fan listeners out there that famed Belmont backstretch and the extra distance in this race compared to the Derby and the Preakness, how it's fooled so many of the greatest jockeys that have raced in any era. It's just a different ball game when you're talking about the Belmont.
Yeah, you don't want to move too soon at the Belmont Stakes, for sure. But I will say, going this long distance of a mile and a half, you also don't want to be too far behind, because generally when they're going this far, the pace of the race will be slower, and the front runners benefit when the pace is slow. So it's interesting that both Secretariat and then Seattle Slew and Affirmed, who were the last three Triple Crown winners, were all in front of the field by the time they entered that long backstretch at Belmont Park, and they won on the front end. And I think that's an interesting point. And with California Chrome's high cruising speed that he has, where he's able to move along at a swift pace and able to keep that going, I think that's a huge advantage for him rather than a horse that likes to kick it in later. I don't think you necessarily want to be a late-running horse in the Belmont Stakes.
Larry Colmus, proud to say a Baltimorean and a Mount St. Joe guy, by the way. That will make our producer, Jay Cottrell, extremely happy, and a lot of people actually in this building, but so happy that a Baltimorean will get to call history no matter what happens on Saturday. The broadcast, of course, on WBAL, TV 11, the Belmont Stakes, and a chance at history for California Chrome. And Larry Colmus, thank you so much. Get some rest, and we'll hear from you a lot in the coming days leading up to the big race.
All right, Brett, thanks a lot for having me on.
That's Larry Kolmus. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.